coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
No, I want to shut that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room. So absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy today with highs around 43. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31 tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Griffin.
Defensively,
I didn't think we did a good job as far as keeping the ball in front. You know, too many points in the paint as far as kick out threes.
The Bucks return to Milwaukee to host the New York Knicks Friday night. Tip-off time, 6:30. NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday. But L.A.'s quarterback, Matthew Stafford, struggling with a thumb injury, Brett Rippon, could start at quarterback. Now, he's the nephew of quarterback Mark Rippon, who led Washington to a Super Bowl win in 1991. The Packers trying to break a four-game slump. Wide receiver Christian Watson.
I just want to find a way to win. You know, I've never been okay with losing. I want to compete. I want to win. You just got to find a way to do it.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 48. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 36 tonight. Tomorrow, highs around 51. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Show.
Good morning.
Can we use John and Gordy now?
We're fine. Okay. It's all good.
It's not.
It's all good.
No one's challenging that yet, are they?
Easy does it there, pal. what is it? It's the second day in November, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no frost on the car windows this morning.
Nope. Nope. Not at all.
Why is that?
Because the temperature didn't drop low enough to create any frost.
Does it have anything to do with dew points?
The dew point has something to do with it.
Okay.
I don't know what, but it has something.
That sounds just like a meteorologist. So
former meteorologist. Yeah. I haven't done that for many years, so I don't really care about the dew point anymore.
You know, we got a lot of stuff this morning. We got a lot of stuff this morning.
We got a lot to get to.
Yeah. Oh, boy, do we. And...
Like what? What do we have?
Heavy focus on politics this morning.
Yeah.
So we have so much to get to, and I really want to emphasize that our former president is showing his stuff now. I mean, you know, he kind of held back for a long time, and now because, you know, that race is on, he is definitely, you know, with Pence dropping out, of course, now he's overconfident.
Right.
And he's saying some very interesting things. And
we'll get to those. Yeah.
We'll get to that stuff. Yeah, so
kind of was
get
on
to that
roll
all morning, actually. we're gonna play Trump all morning long. Like bumpers.
Really?
Yes.
Is that necessary?
This time it is.
I don't know if we really want to subject everybody to all of whatever he's up to.
We've got a whole bunch of stuff in regards to absentee ballot.
Yeah.
Those things. There's a lawsuit trying to give people a little more flexibility with absentee ballots. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's a challenge. Someone's challenging Robin Voss.
Yeah.
Actually threatening to impeach him or recall him if he does not impeach Megan Wolf.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
But we'll get to that. I don't want to get into the details.
We'll get into the weeds on that a little bit later.
Do the story later.
Okay.
And then we have, I think I want to start with something from out of state. I think this is crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Where out of state? How far out of state?
This is Oklahoma. We're going to talk about the superintendent of schools for the state
And this guy is something else. And it just seems like they're replacing all curriculum in all the schools in the red states because it's too woke. Okay. Yeah, that's been the movement here lately. And the idea is what they're trying to do. That woke means liberal. Right. Yeah. And progressive and democratic. And it is propaganda. So what, now just think about it. If you replace liberalism with something, it would only be conservative, right? I mean, that's it. So what they're doing is they're outright saying that they're going to take out all liberal thought and replace it with conservative thought. This kind of started with the library books and stuff. They're trying to weed those out, and now they're going after the curriculum. Instead of just reading, writing, arithmetic, stick to that. We're going to get rid of everything else. Right. So when they come out and say something like this, this is the Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters saying, if you can't teach math without talking about transgenderism, go to California. Go to New York. This guy, Ryan Walters, the superintendent in Oklahoma, has been at the forefront of the state's battle against left-wing ideologies in public schools. Now, he's going against left-wing ideologies. The only way you can get rid of that is to replace it with right-wing ideologies, and the debate isn't on that. That's where the focus should really be. Well, if you're going to replace it, what are you replacing it with? Something neutral? No. It's going to be a right-wing policy. So Superintendent Walters says, do not give us textbooks that have critical race theory in them, which, by the way, is not taught in schools. So again, it is just a phony, made-up wedge issue that they want to change all the schools in the red states into dummy schools. Whenever I hear these kind of arguments, I wonder, what are the local school boards supposed to do? What's their input on this? Are they completely powerless to decide what's in their local school districts? It's all up to the state now and to somebody higher up? I think it's like the Moms for Liberty are calling the shots on this one. You know, okay. They show up at, you know, these school board meetings and they complain and clap and applaud bad ideas. And that makes it seem like, you know, people are accepting that kind of stuff. But it isn't. It isn't really like that at all. Do you have that track for the Oklahoma superintendent on there someplace?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we want to hear this. Race theory one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Try playing that.
Letter to all textbook companies that involved with the state and say, listen, we will be checking for these things now. Do not give us textbooks that have critical race theory in them. We are going to put together a commission, our textbook commission, that is actually actively looking to make sure that a math book is actually focused on our math standards, not pushing social emotional learning, transgenderism, all this nonsense in our classes. So we've had some textbook vendors pull out of the process. And look, for me, that's absolutely fine. If you can't teach math without talking about transgenderism,
but they don't,
go to California, go to New York. We're not here for any kind of, wow, you know, Joe Biden's, you know, socialist Marxist training grounds.
Wow. So what math book is he talking about? I've never seen a math book like that. I have never seen one like that either. And, you know, of course, he's very neutral, as you can tell, you know, the Marxism from the Biden administration. Mm. Yeah, he's fighting that war. And what a brave soul. Absolutely brave soul. So what problem does that solve? I mean, where is the problem? You know, they say that it exists, that this CRT is in everything, but they've never given an example of it in math now. We're talking math. Right. I can't imagine. You know, they didn't teach that in algebra when I was in high school. Maybe wasn't paying attention. I didn't see anything like that. I didn't either. I would love to see one math book. Why would he bring that up? You know. Social studies, maybe there's some of that in there. It's a process of elimination, right? I mean, get rid of the history, get rid of the sexual content, you know, sex education. Mm. And now, of course, they're going after math books. When are they going to start going after, like, civics
class books. Remember civics class
where
they taught you about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence?
They forgot about that. Everybody has to take a civics lesson
or
a test in order to get out of high school, right? But that kind of failed. No one cares about that anymore. Now they've got the CRT and everything, which doesn't exist, is not in it. And when they bring that up, my mind checks out. I mean, I know they're lying. At that point, when they bring up CRT in classrooms, it's just a lie. And you know they're going to lie from that point on. So they have nothing to back it up. They've got no examples whatsoever. They can point to library books. That's their big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked for them. But when it comes to math books, I think we're really stretching this thing. This superintendent, by the way, in Oklahoma, has led the fight against teachers' unions in the state, whom he says promotes radical political ideology rather than education.
Wow.
So, again, back that up. Somebody please back that one up.
The librarians must be tearing their hair out. What are they? How do they deal with all of this? So they're professional librarians,
right?
You know,
right?
It's
almost impossible.
They've got
to
a certification.
Like
they're there. They're controlling, I guess, buying new books,
right?
Based on what they know is out there and what new books are out there. I don't know.
They have panels of parents now because parents know best, right? What people should read and not read. So parents have always been good about, you know, controlling what kids read.
Is that what they do at the PTA? Do they still have the parent teachers associations?
Who knows?
Are they involved, or are they just doing bake sales to, you know, get new uniforms for the band? That's what they've been relegated to.
I don't know. Yeah. I just don't know. But this is do we have a second cut on it, or is just one? Just one cut, okay.
All right.
It's kind of a crazy thing. Let's see here. He said, we are absolutely not going to bend the knee to Joe Biden and do the bidding of the most radical administration that we've ever seen in this country. Unbelievable.
Okay. Wow.
Really?
That's quite a statement right in itself.
Just unbelievable. And then he said, you've got to talk about our Judeo-Christian values. The founders were very clear that was the crucial part of our success, and they were never clear. They never brought it up in the Constitution. It wasn't that. Are they talking about the Declaration of Independence?
No.
About God-given rights? I don't know. But we aren't a Judeo-Christian valued country.
No, the founding fathers were very adamant about keeping religion out of government.
So he says that, you know, Judeo-Christian values is a crucial part of our country. And then he says, follows that up immediately with, you've got to be honest with our kids about history, you know? All right. Okay.
Ooh.
So glad to be confronted with honesty, finally. You know?
Well, if you'd like to give us a call or chime in, you can do that. You can get on the Civic Media app and send us a text or an email, or you can call us on the phone. Yeah, we've got that number, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255.
Or talk.
Yes, that's
879-TALK.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay. Pretty nice start to this. It's Thursday, right? I'm just checking the calendar.
It is Thursday.
Yeah,
already.
And no frost on the windshield. Nothing. It's not that bad. It's a pretty mild start, and we'll get updated forecast here as we go along. But we're going to take a real quick break here coming up in just a moment. But we'd love to hear from you, John and Gordy, on a Thursday.
We've got a few things coming up, like expanding absentee voting. There's a lawsuit in regards to that, hoping to take the burden off so many people that have difficulty voting.
Listening to
from Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Mad Radio, the John and Gordy Show. We've got a few things coming up this morning, and I do want to get to our first track.
Yeah.
Donald Trump making some very, very, very interesting comments, things that will go down in history, probably, in the history books, if they still have history books. Only conservative history books, that's right. Sorry.
He's on. He's involved in a couple of trials right now. He's pretty busy.
Busy guy.
His kids are now on the stand. Donald Trump Jr. was on the stand yesterday and basically said any problem with the Trump organization wasn't his fault, even though he was in charge of signing off on the financials. It's all the accountant's fault.
It's the accountant's fault.
The accountants didn't know what they were doing.
That was their job. He didn't have to know any of that stuff. Leaves it right up to them. So, and I'm sure that everyone else's testimony from the family will be similar to that.
But you're saying Donald's making some comments?
Yeah, he's making some news. The guy is really up to date. And, of course, the world is listening to him. He is a former world leader. So he was talking about hummus the other day. If we could just hear that. Yes, here, listen.
About today, the hummus terrorist invasion. I mean, when you think about, and what do you think of Hamas? What do you think?
Yeah,
you
they're know different about from hummus? Hummus. They're different from hummus.
What about today? The Hamas terrorist invasion. I mean, when you think about, and what do you think of Hamas? What do you think? Do you know about Hamas?
I've heard of it. Yeah. Just unbelievable. Please, this is tired. Solid gold.
He sounds ill to me.
He does. He's losing it.
I don't think he's well.
Now, we could say that, right? I mean, they're saying that about Biden. They've been saying that for like 3 years. So what do you think? Should we start saying that he's losing his mental capacity to speak?
Losing it. He lost it a long time ago.
But
I kind of like some hummus, once in a while. It's good. Tastes good, but not Hamas.
Well, I think you got to look. You got to watch out now. He's warning us about the hummus terrorists out there. So,
what could be terrifying about hummus?
All right,
it's good. It's good for you.
I just love listening to this stupidity. Let's get to the U.S. Where he's going to, refer to the country.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Under a different name. It's not just Make America Great anymore. It is the United States.
Right?
Yeah.
Our founding fathers are looking down at Biden with scorn right now. They're looking down on Biden and this administration with disbelief. We're going to make America great again. We're going to put America first. We're going to have a great country. It's going to be called the United States of America.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what it's going to be called.
I
thought it was already called.
Amazing stuff.
Isn't it?
Well, you got to make sure that people are calling it the right thing.
Okay.
Let's see. We're going to have a great country.
Yeah.
And now this follows up last week's big deal. They didn't make a big deal about it then, but now, you know, everybody's kind of resurrecting this because it all follows. It all follows. If you can play the Us track.
You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Isn't that? Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it.
Wow. He just picked that up.
Yeah. That's just amazing.
It is amazing.
So no one's really saying anything about it, huh? So no one's talking about his genius. Trump is one of the great speakers. You got to admit, after listening to that stuff, you know?
Now, he, again, this trial for the Trump organization, it's really the trial is over. They're just deciding how much they're going to be fined for doing all these fraudulent banking activities over the decades that they've been doing it. And Don Jr. was on the stand yesterday. Eric's up next, I think, today or tomorrow. And then Ivanka. But he's not, the former president is not in the courtroom when his kids are in the courtroom. He doesn't want to be in there. Yeah. I think he feels like he's going to be a distraction to their testimony. Or, you know, there'll be too much tension in the room if they're all there together.
Yeah, he's not happy about that. He said to Judge Engoron, okay, this is what he said. There is no victim except me. Leave my children alone, Engoron. You are a disgrace to the legal profession. He's saying that straight to the judge, and the judge isn't locking him up. For some reason, he's not getting locked up.
Not yet.
Anyway, you know, it is kind of fun listening to the double standard here, right? Leave my children alone. Children, by the way, you're referring to Don Jr.'s 45, Ivanka's 41, and Eric is 39. Still pretty much children who have worked officially or unofficially in the White House.
Well, why is he on the judge's case? The judge doesn't have anything to do with who's on the stand. It's the prosecution.
But the thing is, you know, we can talk about Hunter Biden. We can attack him or, you know, maybe their children. But we can't really and shouldn't attack the children of such a great leader.
Except that the children were supposedly running the show of the Trump organization while the president was busy being president.
Right. He could not. He promised he would not be running his business at that point. So, wait, that's a lie, too. I think I believe that's added to the string of like 350,000 record breaking lies.
It's all kind of coming apart at the seams. It is. You know, it's
kind of fun, you know, watching it come apart.
It's fun and sad at the whole time.
Can I hear that just hummus thing again? Hummus.
Today, the hummus terrorist invasion. I mean, when you think about, and what do you think of Hamas? What do you think? Do you know about Hamas? What about today? The hummus terrorist invasion. I mean, when you think about, and what do you think of Hamas? What do you think? Do you know about Hamas?
Yeah, that's it. Just beautiful. I love that loop.
Off to the side saying, it's Hamas. Yeah, so it's like somebody is prompting him, like, no.
Is somebody saying get rid of Trump? Yeah, get rid of him.
The other day he was in Iowa, and he was talking about Sioux Falls when he was really in Sioux City. And somebody walked up to him and kind of whispered in his ear, no, that we're not in Sioux Falls.
Didn't meld him to the crowd. You know, they weren't exactly but it doesn't even matter what he
says. No, it doesn't matter.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Just want to see him.
He's perfection. Oh God.
All right.
So
it's 28 minutes past the hour.
Okay.
And we have partly cloudy skies this morning. We're at 32 degrees. Feels like 26 high today in the low to mid 40s. And coming up, we've got news. And then we're coming back with a whole lot more. We've got other things on our agenda this morning.
Right? We do. We're going to talk about expanding absentee voting. It was recently in court where there are some liberal groups trying to expand and make it easier for people who have trouble voting because they have to vote via absentee ballots. So we'll get to that right here on Mad Radio, WMDX, The John and Gordy Show.
This is Matt.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. As civilian casualties mount, President Biden is calling for a pause in fighting in the Israel-Hamas war. CBS's Tina Kraus from Tel Aviv.
Israel says its ground forces are now at the gates of Gaza City, and both sides report fierce fighting. Hamas also claims seven of the more than 200 hostages it's holding were killed in Tuesday's bombing raid.
Fellow Republicans are expressing frustration over Senator Tommy Tuberville's blockade of almost 400 military officers. The GOP's Lindsey Graham.
No matter where you believe it or not, Senator Tuberville, this is doing great damage to our military.
Tuberville's protesting Pentagon policy on abortion travel funding. Texas wins its first World Series. Manager Bruce Bochy.
It's special. I'm not going to lie, it's special to come here in my first year, you know, with the team that was determined to play winning baseball and never won a championship.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state's school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers to consider and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with highs around 43. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31 tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit BugTussle.com to get started. BugTussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's us, John and Gordy, on this Thursday morning, as we were saying, here at Mad Radio, WMDX in Madison. Happy to have you along for the ride this morning. And, John, we've got the Facebook going this morning. We're on YouTube now with our different channels. You can text us. You can call us. You can email us.
We're working on getting the telephone number added to each one of those sites.
Yes.
The correct one on Facebook eventually.
We're in touch, so you be in touch, and then we can, yeah. I don't know, all sit around and sing Kumbaya.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I said, well, you know, you can complain all you want, but there's no absolute right to that. You mean, you have a right to vote, but, you know, there's nothing in there about absentee voting. So, you know, maybe we should just, you know, not have absentee ballot.
So their stance is anything they can do to make it harder to vote, to gerrymand things, to get rid of absentee voting, to you know, put up roadblocks to voting, they're in.
Exactly.
They're in.
And not only is absentee ballots up for this lawsuit, but included in that are the ballot drop boxes.
Okay.
And they objected to ballot drop boxes because no one was there manning the drop box. Have you seen the ballot drop boxes?
Sure.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. What do you need somebody
to... These are anchored to the ground like a light post. They have tiny little sliver slots in them. You can't get anything else in them except a ballot.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're made for.
So it's very, very secure.
Yeah.
But they wanted cameras. There's no cameras. There's no person. There's no clerk there. It's not in the building where the clerks are located. You know, every excuse under the sun. They have boxes, drop boxes for utility bills.
Yeah.
They have that.
Those work.
Yeah. They seem to be working.
Yeah.
No one's blowing them up or ripping them out of the ground, you know, but electric vehicles.
No.
So it's just one of those things where the absentee ballots... an important thing that has to be redone and allowed to be more flexible. Again, there's nothing in the Constitution protecting absentee ballot voting.
So this is going into court now again?
It's in court. They had a hearing on Tuesday.
Okay.
So the hearings are ongoing here. The lawsuit also challenges the state's current deadline for fixing errors on absentee ballots, which have to be done by 8 p.m. on Election Day. So you can't do it after that. You know, as you're counting them, you can't make the corrections. It also argues that a requirement for a witness to sign each absentee ballot envelope is burdensome, especially to Wisconsinites who live alone.
Okay.
Imagine. I mean, I had a hard time finding a witness.
Can I get a witness, please?
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
More than 600,000 Wisconsin voters do not have anyone in their household who can act as a witness, the lawsuit says. Many of these individuals also have limited mobility on health.
Well, most of them have friends or neighbors around. I mean, it's not like it's that difficult to get a witness.
We're real close to our neighbors now, right? We're going to go to our neighbor's house. Can you witness this? Like this? Why? You know, they don't care.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think neighbors are as close as they used to be in the old days.
That's
true. They leave it to Beaver times, you know. You're still living in it, apparently. Let me see here. The Republican attorney is saying that they hope the issue of this absentee ballot challenge is dismissed within the next 30 days. And this means basically that it could appear before our new liberal Supreme Court.
Oh.
And they may decide it.
Okay.
But it seems like they have some good arguments, right?
Well,
I mean, you can't get a witness for people who live alone.
All right.
You can't get out and deliver it in person, which is one of the requirements, because you have a physical disability of some sort.
Okay, I understand that, yeah.
So there are a lot of little restrictions here that prevent people from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the drop boxes, the easiest way to vote ever.
Yeah.
And they didn't give a reason why they were banned.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be there. The Supreme Court, by the way, this is where they legislated from the bench by saying, you can't have that stuff. Right. You know.
And did I see somewhere that there was a 24-hour limit to the absentee ballots? That may not be in that story, but I don't know how early you can drop off your ballot with the absentee ballots.
Yeah, you can drop them off early.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think maybe they want to limit that. That's what I heard.
I don't know. It's not in this particular lawsuit, or at least not that I printed out. So.
Okay. All right.
Didn't get it all, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, it sounds like it's a good fight, and I hope it appears before the Supreme Court.
We'll
see how that goes. That. Maybe by that time, Voss would have impeached most of the liberal justices. So,
all right. Well, if you'd like to chime in, the phone lines are open. You can check us out on our Facebook page as well. And the all new, brand new, spanking new, the YouTube page.
Could we get that Trump check on U.S. again?
Oh.
Us.
Yeah? Let's hear what he had to say. Yeah? He's working on it. Sam's
he's
feverishly, you sent him in another direction here, and he's...
You spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading, and it said us. And I said, you know...
Reading.
If you think about it, us equals... U.S. isn't that... Now, if we say something genius, they'll never say it.
Well...
that last part is... kind of funny too.
Yeah,
he thinks that's a genius statement he just made.
And, you know,
will they ever play this? Yeah, we're gonna play it.
There's so much insanity around that, right? Around the point that he said that he was reading. You know, we kind of missed that, but he doesn't read, so you know, it's another fantastic lie. So
it just goes on and on.
It's fun. We, a little bit later, we're going to get to Robin Voss. He's in real trouble now.
What happened?
There's a group that wants him to impeach Megan Wolf. And they have an ad. We're going to play parts of that ad. And then there is the fact that he has responded to Governor Evers' lawsuit that he wants to go straight to the Supreme Court with in regards to... I'll just get to it now. I'll get to this one right here. Today's lawsuit by Governor Evers and Attorney General Call is an attempt to eliminate the 4% raises given to all state employees by the legislature. Now, we're talking about not giving those raises to UW employees, public employees. That's why Governor Evers is going to the Supreme Court in order to challenge that. They have committees that are deciding who gets the money, who gets the raise, and who doesn't. And they don't have that kind of power. The legislature made the law. The governor approved it. It now sends all of those raises to every public employee.
Mm-hmm.
So Anyway, Voss says, in a time of unprecedented inflation brought on by reckless Democratic spending, we think it is abhorrent that the governor would try to take away lawfully approved money for hardworking state employees like the UW. You know, except for them. And this reckless Democratic spending, right? The stuff that they'll take credit for, you know, putting in high-speed internet throughout the state, fixing the highways, funding schools with, you know, COVID money because, you know, they won't. They'll take credit for all of that stuff. But, of course, this is just an amazing statement. 4% raises. He's talking about inflation, how much it's hurting people, but it doesn't hurt the UW employees not getting the raise.
Yeah, there's only 35,000 of them that are not going to get those raises that they were promised, that passed the legislature.
Exactly.
And the bill was signed, and it was all good to go until
the committees came in.
The committees jumped in.
They have more power now than the legislature or the governor. And they can decide who gets the money and who doesn't. It just says, basically the law says, that these are public employees, they get the money.
Yeah, that's what it says.
They get the raise.
That's why Governor Evers is suing the Republican legislature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just
round and round, the merry-go-round keeps spinning.
And you really just have to keep fighting and fighting and fighting just to get basic government approved and in place.
Yep. That's it.
I'm seeing a lot of hand signals around here.
We're good on time. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of time, don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour this weekend. Saturday night, you got to do it. Get up at 2 a.m. That's the official time that the time changes. We go into the time tunnel and go back an hour.
You know, some people are going to believe you. You know, you get up for that.
I do. Yeah, of course I do.
But no one else does.
Well, now it all happens automatically. You know, all the computers are set, so it just happens.
Right.
You don't have to actually get up and dial things up, although I have analog clocks all over my place.
I do too. It's nice having them around.
So you do it the night before you fall asleep, or do you get up the next day and do it?
I casually do it the next day.
Or do you make your sons do it?
No.
Make them do it.
No, they're in the basement, you know, gaming. They don't care. They just don't care.
Time's just a concept with
them
anyway.
But they do tell me when the clocks are a little slow or fast, like, you know.
It's good.
Dad knows. You know, Dad can change that. It's like,
sure.
You know, you have hands. You're tall now. You can actually reach the clocks. But no. No, I do that. I'm the timekeeper.
Now, what about your clock in your car? Sometimes that's the most difficult one to change. Yeah. You know, if you've lost the manual, it's somehow they made that the most difficult clock to change in the world.
Right.
Some people don't even touch it, just leave it on.
Yeah, these 10-inch screens, these 7-inch screens that pop up. I mean, it's hard to find out where, you know, how you adjust it. Usually, I think a lot of times they kind of make it easy by just touching the screen where the clock is.
Oh.
Instead of actually going into, you know, some accessories other. And trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, I'll have to try that. Because I just leave it alone. I don't ever
Mr.
check it.
Tech over here, you know, I know you're going to try that. You just sit in the parking lot for another hour trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's quite a task in older cars.
Right.
My car isn't up to date like yours, you know, where it just automatically changes.
You know that's not true.
Okay. Right. I do know that.
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah, I want to bring this up real quick. Here.
Okay.
It's just a headline in the Journal Sentinel this morning.
Yeah.
Evers says he hasn't visited lockdown-plagued state prisons recently, and he ran against Walker, saying that Walker never went to these prisons. Well, our governor has.
Yeah.
He has.
He's been in there.
Yeah.
He's checked them out.
He's been there.
But he hasn't been there recently. That's what he said.
That's right. He hasn't been there recently.
Okay.
So, and there's a whole story on it.
Because
this is a big deal, right?
Because somebody's on his case about that.
Right.
Right.
And the governor is constantly in contact with the individuals and people who manage these prisons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he isn't. Look, Walker didn't care. You lock people up, we're that kind of state.
6:49, 32 degrees. We're coming back.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
Madison Computer Works knows using computers is more dangerous than ever. Scammers try to scare you and steal your information or money. Emails try to phish your login and password. Online pop-ups and
this
messages
is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Minutes before the top of the hour, the John and Gordy Show continues live from downtown Madison. We're just a block off the Capitol, shining in the distance, the dome out there. Mad Radio WMDX here in Madison, 92.7. Happy to have you with us, Johnny.
I want to try something a little bit different here. This is going to be a cut that'll kind of take a little time. It shouldn't, but
what is it?
I go out and I do interviews a lot for my other job.
Okay.
And because it's a short survey, I get to talk to people a little bit more after the survey, and I get to meet a lot of farmers, and I talk to them about their business, how things are going, and the weather, you know, imports, sure, exports, the whole thing.
Okay.
And it seems to me like farmers aren't getting anything from the people they vote for, and they vote usually conservative Republican MAGA. And for some reason, they're not getting anything from them, but they still like the fact that they don't like to spend money and they like to get tax cuts that amount to what? Pocket change, basically, or something they don't even notice. So they're not really backers of Wisconsin farmers at all. For me, I think, you know, they should be given every possible tax loophole, because they are probably the most important part of our state, our food supply, milk, dairy products. They are the backbone of this state.
And it's hard work, too. They work all year round, really. I mean, they don't really get a break anytime, and they have to, you know, worry about next year. They have to order the seed in advance of next spring. They're busy all the time, and it goes on and on.
Well, I used to help out on a farm, and I saw how important it was, and it was, there was a love for it as well.
Well, sure.
And now farmers have to deal with climate change. Mm-hmm. And while the city guys, the MAGAs in the city, say there's no such thing as climate change, farmers have to do a lot of maneuvering in order to work with climate change, because things have gotten wetter and they've gotten hotter. And the seasons are later and earlier, and the farmers are trying to adjust to that, even though there are a lot of city folks saying there's no such thing as climate change. So it's an all-out attack on farmers, and yet they still vote for Republicans. I don't get it. It's completely ridiculous that they would. But anyway, this is going to be a perfect example of why they shouldn't be voting for Republicans.
Okay.
This is a clip that I brought in. What Republicans are proposing is a replacement to the governor's plan to fund child care and address the state's workforce challenges. That's the issue, right? That's what's going on. Again, the governor's plan to fund child care and address the state's workforce challenges. The Republicans want to give just a tax cut, right? That's it. And they want to give a tax credit for private school tuition. Now, this is well set up by the individual asking the Republicans. This is a committee. This person is appearing before the committee. Check it out. This is Representative Deb Draca, a Democrat from Whitefish Bay, asking her GOP colleagues why their proposed tax cut credit for farmers, was not indexed to inflation, but a tax credit for private school tuition was. Check this out. This is, and there's a long space here.
I have a question for some of my Republican colleagues. Again, I'm still trying to make sense of what we're doing here. Just a few minutes ago, we declined to index the farmland preservation tax credit to inflation. But in this Senate Substitute Amendment 1, we are choosing to index private school tuition deduction to inflation. So can someone explain to me why farmers don't deserve to have their tax credit indexed, but parents who choose to send their kids to private school do?
Crickets.
35 seconds worth of nothing.
Crickets.
They did not say a thing. They all sat there, not even attempting to say anything. No answer.
Not even
answer. Okay.
It goes on.
It really? Yeah. It's nothing.
And she'll be back.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand by.
Isn't this amazing?
I guess there's really no explanation why we are choosing parents who send their kids to private school to have an index and farmers not to. We just literally made that choice to not index that tax credit for our farmers in our rural areas to inflation. So, thanks. I suppose I have my answer in my non-answer.
That is just, isn't it?
Wow.
There wasn't any hemming and hawing. There wasn't an excuse given. They didn't even say,
could you repeat the question?
Yeah, not even that.
Stunned silence.
That just, it says it all about their support for Wisconsin farmers.
Mm.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's called for a pause in fighting as Israeli troops advance toward Gaza City. The BBC's Mohammed Taha.
The Israeli troops are advancing towards the heart of Gaza. The IDF are saying that they managed to cross the first defense line of Hamas fighters.
Embattled Republican George Santos survives an expulsion vote in the Senate.
I hope that my colleagues come to their senses and recognize that perilous consequences of a trial by media.
Most GOP lawmakers opted to withhold punishment as a criminal trial and an ethics investigation proceed. Santos is accused of lying to Congress and stealing from donors. Rangers fans are a happy bunch. This man in Phoenix to watch Texas beat the D-backs 5-0 in Game 5 to win the team's first ever World Series.
Is there hope? Are we actually going to get it done? And they did it. And I am just, I'm just in awe right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison on Monday. That's the third death at Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy reports won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivered the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva on Wednesday. The veteran conservative justice didn't spend much time addressing her clashes with the court's new liberal majority. Chief Ziegler instead focused on improving court security and mental health treatment options for offenders. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Raptors dominate the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee took on the Raptors last night in Toronto and ran into a buzzsaw. The final 130-111 in favor of Toronto. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin was an assistant coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.